I've come to believe that adultery is one of the most painful things that women can go through in your adult life. We all know about having a baby, and that's a lot of pain. But you can be in labor for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. But sooner or later, you're going to have that baby. And the pain is going to cease. But when you're in the pain of adultery, whew, it just doesn't go away because the act may cease. It doesn't. You're lingering somewhere after that. Now, it's an emotional, it's physical and spiritual all at the same time. It's a trauma. It's emotional because every emotion that you didn't even know you had comes to surface. You didn't even know you could feel a certain way. And then it's physical because it literally feels like an axe is sitting in the middle of your chest. And you're walking around with this pain and you could feel it. It's just like it's right in the middle of your chest. Like somebody planted an axe there. And it's spiritual because God said that you shall be one flesh. So when the ripping of that flesh, it starts to rip, it's like somebody is taking your arm out with no anesthesia. So you can feel it. It's a spiritual thing. It's an emotional thing. And it's a physical thing. Now, these are some of the emotions that women feel when it is discovered that their husband has been unfaithful. Because we just stuff them. We don't share them, but we feel them. This applies to men, too, because there's one out of every two women that are committing adultery today. That was unheard of years ago. It seemed like that was an act that men did. But women today is like, hey, I'm going for it. And it's an awful thing. So here, these are the feelings that you feel. These are the emotions. Rejection. Your feelings are hurt. You feel abandoned. Depression sets in. You feel betrayed, lost, confused, helpless, and you feel desperate. You ever just felt desperate? Well, first of all, you don't know what's going on, but you feel desperate. Then after all of these emotions have surfaced and they begin to ping-pong back and forth, they ping-pong. Like one minute you feel rejection, the next minute you're depressed, the next minute you feel this, and the next minute you feel that. And you could go to seven different emotions all in one day. So they ping-pong, back and forth. And then after that surface, then you got to get ready for the roller coaster ride. And I hate roller coasters. Don't take me with you to the park. You know, I have to really thank God that I was saved. You better be saved if you're going through something like that. Because you ain't no telling what we gonna do. See, this is why people are killing people every day. If you're not saved, that's why people take drugs, alcohol, stuff like that. You better be saved. Because that's the only thing that's going to harness all of those emotions and everything is Jesus Christ. So after the ping ponging, then the roller coaster begins. Because see, first of all, you just don't compute. You can't compute what just happened. But once it registers, and it really get in there, and you know what's going on, then get ready for these. These are coming. Anger. Intense anger. Then you got unforgiveness. Because you say one day you're going to forgive, but the next day you ain't. How dare you? I'll forgive after I do this next thing, because I'm mad. Then bitterness. You got to fight these things. Yes. Resentment. You resent what happened to you because it's all about you. So when the bitterness begins to surface, see, at first you might not know it's real bitterness. You know, you just, not bitterness can't be but real bitterness, but you know, you just don't know. You got to fight these things, because if you don't, you're going to be in a world of trouble. You're going to be a world of trouble. You know, I knew the Lord had called me to preach long time ago, and I shared this with Prophetess. I said, when I was going through, I said, well, I'll kill them both, and I'll be a jailhouse preacher. I'll just preach in the jail.
I know that's right.
Now I'm going to be bound, but I'm going to set the captives free. Now I'm talking to somebody in here today, because you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Now, you know, when the Lord always gives me a scripture for what's going to happen on the day of the crusade, this was the scripture he gave me. He said, launch out in the deep. He said, because we're going in for a haul today. And I said, God, I don't want to launch out in the deep. I've talked about my hurt, my pain, but I never identified. Oh, people know, but I never just, you know, I said, God, I don't want to tell them that, but I have to tell you, because I don't want no one to feel that you are the blame for something that you did not do. And you know, we hurt all the time over things that women take on everything. When our children and things happen, we'd say, what could I have done more? So when something happens in our marriage, it's our fault. So, but I say, God, I don't want to do it today. But he told me, you have to. He said, launch out in the deep. He said, we're going in today. And then he said, when he told Peter, let down your nets. And he kept having me read that part over and over again. And I finally got it. He said to Peter, let down your nets. But he told me, let down your guard. Let your guard down today. Because we're going for big fish today. The devil is a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. Amen.